Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. It will soon be easier for Hoosiers to carry handguns to gun ranges, gun shows, and friends' homes. New laws taking effect Friday will allow handgun owners to transport their weapons to more places without needing a gun license and will also preempt city and county restrictions on gun use and ownership. Statewide bans on texting while driving and the sale and possession of synthetic marijuana known as spice are also part of the raft of laws that take effect Friday. For over 3 weeks, people have been meeting in a downtown Bloomington headquarters before going out and spending the day searching for Lauren Speer. Those daily searches coming to an end, according to Bloomington police, but Lauren's mother says they will not stop looking for her.
We have a certain amount of energy, and all of my energy is put into a positive place, and that place is finding Lauren. It would destroy me if I tried to start second-guessing myself.
Police say their focus will now shift to investigate specific leads. 20-year-old Lauren Speer vanished June 3rd after a night of partying with friends. No official word on what started a fire in the historic building that used to house the Central State Hospital this morning. Smoke could be seen coming from the building shortly after 6 a.m. The fire was quickly extinguished. The amount of damage to the former asylum has also not been estimated. Indianapolis Metro Police will step up patrols on the Monon Trail starting tomorrow, and joining the effort is Chief Paul Soselski. The increased patrols come after 3 recent attacks on the popular trail, one of which involved a man being shot multiple times. Some audio provided by our partners at Wish TV 8. Right now, sunny, 81 degrees for WFYI News.